Solcho di Lesa, Lakeside and Ancient Characters. Welcome to Solcho di Lesa, one of the important villages of the municipality of Lesa. In front of you, the quays of Cantieri Nautici Solcho, further to the right below, looking at the lake, the municipal quays and the bar with the wakeboard school. We must remember that years ago there were more than 120 fishermen on the lake. Now they are reduced to 5. One of these is Giorgio Brovelli, who has his boats moored right below. The Brovellis have been fishing for 3 generations, and Giorgio's grandfather lived right in the house on the opposite side of the hotel, which is located on the lakefront. It seems incredible, but today the good quality of the lake water has considerably reduced the fish population due to lack of nourishment. There are no more wastes of organic substances that the fish ate on, such as those produced, for example, by butchers or laundresses, who wash clothes by the lake using neutral soap. A fish hatchery was added 7 years ago to the activities of the Solcho Fishermen's Cooperative and is located on the side of the gulf that runs along the Sempione Road, just below you, near the Pierre Bar. The hatchery can be visited by appointment. Think that more than 10,000 trouts will be introduced into the lake to increase its population. Among the personalities who have left their mark in the local community, we must remember Bruno Padulazzi, who had a professional career in football. He played for Inter Milano, with whom he won 2 championships in the years 1953 and 1954. He too, like many here, was a fisherman for 15 years. Where now stands a condominium next to the parish church, there was the bishop's house. Monsignor Razzi also had residence in that area, who would later become Pope with the name of Pius XI, and who had instituted the Order of the Sisters of the Last Supper. In the parish of Solcho, there is a painting of the 4 evangelists by Gerolamo Induno. Senator Seger's family also has several properties in the surrounding area, like many other famous people. The senator's uncle was one of the first to cultivate olive trees here in Solcho di Lesa, and the plant in front of the church is still the one he donated in the last century. The house floating in front of you is a fish restaurant. The bar below on your right, looking at the lake, is a great place to take a well-deserved break. But before deciding on your next destination, don't forget to download the Sentire Sentieri map Manzoni in Lesa from the totem in front of you and enjoy your walk.